At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And John, were you just intimidated that the boss was in here? Is that why the mics were hot?
No, I just forgot to turn it off after his live read.
Was it me?
Yeah, you're mine.
Did I drop a curse word?
I don't think so.
No, okay. Just basically you were welcoming Mr. David Gow to the show.
Oh, good.
Yeah, keep the language clean, please.
I always do.
I'm here just to make sure it's all in the up and up.
I always do. Okay, well, I've got a couple things to talk to you
about. Oh, boy.
Yeah, we had a big meeting today.
Yes, company meeting.
Yeah, everyone was
and
there.
And you actually showed up for
I showed up.
On time.
I sat away. I always try to find like a... I try to fade into the crowd. Mm-hmm. That's my move.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed all the Culture Map people, they don't know that yet, so they all gathered around the big table.
They're like, good to me.
Oh, I mean, listen, it's not about being... I mean, I love you.
Yes.
But I just, in those company meetings, it's best not to be singled out.
Sure.
It's best not to be seen. You know, you just, you go there, you listen, and you, you move on. But this does bring up a couple of things. Mm-hmm. You know, seeing some of these people in our building, Ken Hoffman and I talked.
Oh, boy.
I think it's going to be water under the bridge.
You think?
I think we can work in the same building.
That helps me out a lot, actually, because I sensed the tension. The minute we got Ken Hoffman, I didn't realize it until we got him.
Well, I thought it was really rude of you to hire him without even talking to me.
Well, there was a buzz in the building. Who's the best Hoffman? Will the real Hoffman please stand up?
Right.
And, you know, he has a little bit of a history as a fighter as well.
Well, maybe that would be the way to settle this.
That's what I thought, but I'm glad it didn't happen.
It didn't have to happen that way. It didn't. But, you know, Fred and I were talking, and... my contract is up at the end of the year.
Yes.
And I feel like when we start to talk about re-upping, one of the things that I'm going to want to bring on more work.
I want to take on more of a
role around here.
Sure.
Mostly what I want is Eric Sandler's job.
Well, a lot of people do. It's a good gig.
Right. But I feel like this is my way of helping save money for Gow Media.
The greater good.
Because guys at the top of these corporations, you guys like it when people show you ways to save money.
Love that.
So what I'm thinking is, Eric Sandler can't come in here and do this job. He can't sit on the radio for 3 hours and talk sports.
Well, he told me he could. I thought maybe, I mean, he said he'd work really well with Fred. And he noted you were at the end of your contract.
Let's do this. I've got a great idea.
Yes.
Let's have him do my job for a week.
Yes.
I'll do his job for a week.
Yes.
And then we'll see how it goes. Now, I feel like he can't do my job, but I can do his job. Mm.
So how do you define his job? I mean, your view of his work.
His work is to go and eat food all over the city and to write about it, to write about his experiences and to... I mean, I don't want to say that he recommends places, but he does have the ability to bring an audience to a restaurant or to steer an audience away if he has a poor time there.
He's a huge influencer, and he writes, he shares his experiences in a restaurant.
Yes,
and you think you could do that?
I think absolutely I could do that.
Now I know you like barbecue.
I love it, but I love all food. I mean, barbecue is probably my favorite, though.
Okay. So 1 week, you're Sandler, he's Hoffman.
Right. And my thinking is, we can just get rid of that guy. I can do this job.
Yes.
And that job. You cut Sandler's salary. You're welcome. I just saved the company however many grand. I'm a hero. Right?
Well, I guess a hero to some, but not to all. Certainly not Sandler.
That's his problem. Hey, this is this. If you're not a shark, you're a guppy.
You know, the last time I came on here, you went after Sandler as well.
I remember that.
And I defended him. And I got all kinds of tweets and emails. They were on his side, not yours.
I don't believe that.
The people stood by Sandler.
I don't believe that.
Well,
I'm a man of the people.
Yeah, I'm
the people's champ.
Hmm.
Which brings me to our next discussion.
Okay. Topic two?
Yes. And this would be before I take Sandler's job. Because we need him around. I need him to cover for me. What I'm going to need is somewhere between 3 and 39 days off from this job.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you what's in it for you.
Please.
I'm going to try out for Survivor. Have you ever seen this show, Survivor?
Yes.
Are you a fan of the show?
Yes.
How do you think I would fare on that
you
show?
You might be just the right guy.
I kind of think so.
I think you fit. In fact, I like you better at that gig than I do the Sandler job. But we're moved on to topic two.
So you win the $1 million. If I win the $1 million, Sandler can keep his stupid job.
Deal.
Okay. If I don't win it, he's out.
Well, now he's cheering for you at Survivor.
He should.
We all should be.
Everyone should be.
We throw our support behind you.
Right.
So 3 or 39 days.
Somewhere between 3 and 39, depending on my performance on the show.
Noted.
Obviously. And this is what's great. It's like a moving scale for you.
Yes.
So if I'm only gone 3 days, we get some publicity for the show.
Sure.
I was on Survivor. I was a contestant.
Yep.
I only missed 3 days of work.
Sandler's filling in with you, for you. There's nothing skips a beat.
Fred and Sandler are in here.
Fred and Sandler
are talking about burn-ins and pork belly.
Or yes. Ken Hoffman. I just can replace him with the other Hoffman.
Yeah. Whoever you need in here. I don't care.
Sure.
Whichever one of these scrubs you want to put on this microphone for a few days is fine. Now, the sliding scale, let's say I'm gone for 39 days.
Oh, yeah.
That's 39 days of people talking about the show, talking about that AJ's on Survivor.
Yep.
And that's a lot of attention for our station. Plus, if I win the $1 million, I'm going to come back and be an investor so I can fire people like Ken Hoffman and Eric Sandler. So, I mean, all around, this is a great plan, I feel.
He's a visionary, is he not, Fred?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He sees things.
That's right. So all I need is you're okay.
Yes.
And we are going to submit a video for me to CBS.
Right.
And everyone's, Fred seems to think that there's great video editing people around here. We're going to make me look like a hero.
Right.
There's already been some Photoshop jobs of me saving children from fires.
It'll take a lot of video editing.
And building houses in Peru for underprivileged children in hospitals. So, and there's a hashtag started on Twitter already. AJ for Survivor.
AJ for Survivor.
Right. But I had to get your blessing first before we go forward with this, because I need to know if you're okay with me taking a little time away to try to win $1 million and, you know,
well, you know
be,
what?
The, be the Survivor.
You framed this all up really well, because in light of it all, I'm going to support you in Survivor because it will save Sandler's job. So
right.
I'll do it for him.
That's very generous of you.
We're going to turn AJ loose.
That's very generous of you. So what do you think of that Sandler guy? You like him, huh?
I like Sandler.
You want to keep him around?
I do.
Okay.
And I'm bringing in the other Hoffman. I mean, we're culture map guys are cool.
Here's the other thing. What if Sandler and I split those duties?
Yes.
You keep him on, and then I just do some of the work that he was doing.
Okay. Well, let's try another idea.
Okay.
We send the two of you out to the restaurants. Sort of an odd couple gig.
Interesting.
You both eat well. Candlelight dinners.
Mm.
And then a review goes out on the culture map.
What if we're like Mike and Mike and we just don't get along?
I'm going to be an optimist.
Okay.
I thought the only tension you had was with Ken Hoffman, not Sandler.
And so you've already buried the hatchet there. I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm over that one.
You're a peaceful guy.
I'm over that. Yeah,
he's a peacemaker.
It'll be great practice for Survivor too.
He's a lover, not a fighter.
That's right. Yeah. I'm looking to keep the waters calm around here, but I mean, we can agree that Fred, who caused this tension initially, me or Ken Hoffman?
Well, I would have to say it was his article. So
exactly.
Therefore, he started it.
I mean, you are the peacemaker.
That's right.
Yes.
You know what? I forgave him.
Hey, when are you going to let Ken Hoffman come in here and we're going to have a public reconciliation?
No, he can do that on Granato's show.
No, this show needs to have two Hoffman. Just one day. The public is speaking.
I'd love to see a segment. I'd like to see them go at it.
I'd like to see what just might happen.
I don't know about that.
I'll just kind of sit back and watch. That's what I do.
Yeah. Well, I'll think about it.
I do know today.
Maybe when I get back from Survivor.
Today in the company meeting, it was AJ Hoffman on one end of the room and Ken Hoffman on the very other end of the room. They could not have been further apart.
No.
You guys totally, people all in between you, there was a lot of buffers.
David, the truth is I don't like the guy.
Well, see, that's, like it all bit. Comes out now, doesn't it?
I don't like him one bit. But you know what? Because I'm a team player.
Yes.
I'm willing to put on a smile and walk by him and say in the hallway, say, "Hey, Ken, how are you?" That's what I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Because that's what professionals do, Fred,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And then
I'm a professional.
And then we come in here and he says, "I hate that guy."
Right.
Yeah. And that's okay.
On the air, we're able to be open and honest about things,
exactly.
About who we hate and who we want to get fired.
Right.
Like Ken Hoffman and Eric Sandler. We hate them and want them to get fired. But
have you been reading Ken Hoffman's articles on Culture Map?
I have.
Good.
Of course.
Good.
Of course. I hate him. I hate him
even more now.
I hate him even more because he's good at his job.
Yes, he is.
I'll admit it. He's good at his job, which I don't like.
Yeah, well, he thinks you're good at your job, too.
I don't think he believes that.
No, but I said it to try to mend the
thing. I'm pretty sure he never said that. I'm sure he's never said such a thing.
No.
But I do appreciate you lying for him. That was
so just one day, Fred, we got Ken Hoffman on the air. And I'm coming in. I need to see the two of them on the air together.
Maybe you could co-host with him and
I'll
stand in there with Jong.
Yes.
And drink beer.
Okay.
No guns, no weapons in the room. We're just going to let this thing happen.
That's fine.
The no guns policy is kind of a problem.
Yeah, it's difficult for me.
That's kind of difficult for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if that's what you want, that's what I'll do.
That's what I want.
I can hold it for you in the other room.
Okay.
So, yeah.
No, but he does have a fighting background. You may recall, years ago, he got into a boxing ring with a woman. And they went head
to toe.
Was he
Andy Kaufman? Like,
I don't remember the woman's name. It was a featured deal. It was highly promoted on 1560 when he was a show host on 1560.
How did he fare?
He got into the ring, and I'm going to let him tell you. You're going to have to bring him in and find out what went down.
Okay.
Although I think it was he who went down, and he went down pretty quickly.
Well, that's embarrassing.
This woman was pretty strong.
I mean, I fought grown men my own size and beat them up.
Yeah, but you also lost to women, right?
No.
No?
I did get knocked down by a woman in training, but she's literally the best woman fighter in the whole wide world.
Well, Hoffman.
There's no shame in it.
Ken Hoffman
lost to some chick down at Gold's Gym.
Well, yes, I think so.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate your blessing, Mr. Gao.
Yes.
Hopefully, I come back with $1 million and I bring a lot of glory to our station.
I think you'd be outstanding on Survivor, and I wish you all the best of luck.
Okay. Will you watch?
I will watch.
Will the Gao family sit around the TV?
We will all gather around, pull out the popcorn.
Okay.
And I'll say, I know that guy. And he works for me.
Another thing I was thinking, we could talk to Michelle about this.
Michelle McDonald?
Yes. We can organize a watch party for the final vote for my victory parade. And then we can do a victory parade, too.
Yeah.
So all of those things we can set up.
Right down Westheimer.
Right.
Yeah.
And we can get all those sponsored. And listen, I'm trying to make you money, Mr. Gao. That's all I care about.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. And when we cut Sandler's salary, I mean.
Big savings.
That's half to you, half to me. And, I mean, you know what?
I hope he's not listening.
And then the first round's on me.
There we do.
All right.
All right, we're in.
All right. That's our boss, Mr. Gao. I appreciate the time, sir.
It's always an honor to be on the Blitz.
I'll let you get back to work.
All righty. Thank you.
Jesse says we may have the best boss in Houston. So
there we go.
That's right.
There you go.
Who else's boss is going to let him go play Survivor?
Good question.
None.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz.
Hold on to your butts.
On ESPN 97.5.